You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Delhi Dis Hajari Court sends Bibhav Kumar to 4 days judicial custody in the alleged Swati Maliwal assault case. He will now be produced before the court on 28th May. Kumar was arrested by the Delhi police after Rajya Sabha MP Maliwal in an FIR accused him of assault at Arvind Kejriwal's residence on 13th May. The Supreme Court on Friday declined to issue any directives to the Election Commission of India, ECI, regarding a plea demanding the immediate disclosure of authenticated voter turnout records, emphasizing the necessity of a hands-off approach given that the Lok Sabha elections are currently underway. A vacation bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma highlighted the potential implications of judicial interference in the electoral process during an active election period, stressing that such actions could disrupt the ongoing procedures. Claiming the Pune Porsche case doesn't solely depend on the blood report of the accused, Amitesh Kumar, the city's police commissioner, said on Friday they have the CCTV footage of the 17-year-old boy drinking liquor in a pub. The Pune top cop said the police are investigating whether the accused's father's driver was under pressure to take the blame for the accident. Virat Kohli has paid tribute to Dinesh Karthik after his retirement at the end of RCB's IPL campaign, describing the veteran wicketkeeper batter as a wise and honest person who lifted his spirits during a phase of struggle in the league's 2022 season. The 38-year-old, who joined Royal Challengers Bengaluru from Kolkata Knight Riders in 2022 for his second stint after 2015, played his last IPL match on Wednesday when RCB were eliminated by Rajasthan Royals in the playoffs. Actor Rajnikanth, fresh from receiving a golden visa for the UAE, made a significant visit to a temple in Abu Dhabi. He visited the BAP's Hindu Mandir there, and the temple's official X, formerly Twitter, account shared pictures and a video. The BAP's Hindu Mandir shared pictures and a video of Rajnikanth seeking blessings at the temple. In the video, he can be seen accompanying a priest who explains the temple's significance to him.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.